WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We're tuning into God's frequency today. We're going to hear a word from Him today, and the word is going to be a prophetic word about the end times. We're looking at these mysterious two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11. And really, it's not so much who the two are, but it's more of a look at the signs of the times and a true state of the union. Not what the president has once a year, but Revelation chapter 11 gives us a true state of the union. So that is where we are at here today. It is Wednesday, and we are having the service tonight. Bible study starts at 6 o'clock. So if you are tuned in at 5:30, hey, you got time to point your car to 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We are going to have a question and answers session for our study here tonight. If you have any questions at all about the book of Revelation or any book or any doctrine or anything in the Bible, bring that question with you, and tonight is the night to ask your questions. 6 to 7 o'clock tonight, Island Community Church. Looking forward to seeing you. This weekend, my sermon is The Doctrine of the Rapture. It's not what Pastor Paul wishes and hopes and dreams about the rapture, but what the doctrine of the rapture. What does the Bible say that it is? Where is it? When is it? When's it going to take place? The Bible does answer these questions. That'll be my sermon this Sunday morning. Here now, the two witnesses, and hopefully tonight, looking forward to seeing you for our study here and a question and answer session here tonight. Here now is the two witnesses. You see, this is where his power is. There's too many of you haven't heard this. I just told you. He's got the power to give life to the image of the beast. If I wasn't a raving madman in this church, sorry, no offense, but none of you would have not known or heard that. Then this guy can lean down and breathe into this thing. Life. How many of you knew Satan's got the power to give life at the end of the age? How many of you knew that? See, this is why Jesus said, take heed that no one deceives you. And he will deceive those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. See, we expose them here in this church. This is tomorrow's newspaper we've got. We've got the winner of every race, win, place, and show. I'd be a multi-trillionaire. Let's go down to Hialeah. You want to come with me? You know, if that happened, though, I'd open up the paper and my obituary would be in there, too. You know, here I am. Oh, boy, I'm going down to the track. Paul W. Esposito, dead. But like Dwight L. Moody said and Billy Graham, when you see it says that my name dead, don't believe it because I'm not. If anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must, not he might be, not all, maybe he'll pick this way amongst lots of ways. He must be killed in this manner.
So here comes old Vladimir Putin, you know? Oh, I'm going to take care of these guys. You're going to drop some 80-pound atom bomb on some... It ain't going to happen. If anyone tries to harm these guys, fire is going to come out of their nostrils, and they're going to make you the crispiest critter you've ever seen. Verse 6. I'm just telling you the truth. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. All right, the days of their prophecy is how long? 3.5 years. Since they have the power, I assume they're going to use that power. And not only can they command it not to rain for 3.5 years, look at what else they command. Starts with the word and. Right there in the same verse. It says, and they have the power over the waters to turn them to blood. And to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. Wow. So the time is actually coming when it's not going to rain on earth for 3.5 years. Can you believe that? And the earth now is completely conditioned not to give glory to God when it happens. They're going to blame Donald Trump for it. Like they do everything. No rain for 3.5 years. Trump. No one's going to give glory to God for it. All right. If they don't blame Donald Trump, they will blame climate change for it. You don't want me to joke? You want me to be serious? Though a few billion people will blame Donald Trump, the other 5 billion people are going to blame climate change. Instead of getting on your knees and repenting and turning of your sin and giving glory to God, because God is the one that's responsible for it. They have power to shut heaven. Shut heaven. You know, this is the first time I've ever seen heaven in the singular. It's always plural. That's funny. And they have power over the waters to turn them to blood and strike the earth with all plagues as often they desire or whenever they feel like it. Listen to what happened the last time this happened. You can turn with me if you want. Otherwise, I'll just read it. 2 Kings in the Old Testament, chapter 6. 2 Kings. Might be a little obscure book to find. About halfway through the Old Testament. Chapter 6. Verse 24. Now, this was the last time we had gone years like this with no rain. This is what happened in the world the last time this had happened. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 24. Now it happened after this that Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all of his army and he went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And indeed, they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver and a fourth of a cab of dove droppings, to put nicely, for 5 shekels of silver. Can you imagine eating that? Verse 26. Then, as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried out to him, saying, Lord, help! And he said, if the Lord does not help you, where am I going to find help for you? From this threshing floor or from the wine press? Then the king said to her, what is troubling you? And she answered, now get this. This woman over here said to me, give your son so that we could eat him today, and we'll eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, give us your son so that we can eat him. And she has hidden her son. So Jennifer and Cameron, don't try this at home. Can you imagine that? You see, it's in perilous times, people will do. But that's the condition of the world. This is why I like to jokingly call the Antichrist the Zephyr Hills man. For those of you from Florida, know what Zephyr Hills is. If you're from somewhere else, you might not know. It's the bottled water. Because right about this time, can't you just see the Antichrist riding into town in a refrigerated truck loaded down with cold bottles of Zephyr Hills water? Can you see it? With the little beads of water on the outside, dripping down. 41 degree Zephyr Hills, ice cold water. And the Antichrist will tell you, you can have all the water you want. All you have to do is show me your COVID vaccination form. That's all you got to do. Show me your COVID vaccination form. You see, if this was happening today, that's what it would be. The government telling you you can't buy or sell unless you have some kind of identifying brand. If this was happening today, this is what it would be. Make no mistake about it, this is what it would be. A COVID vaccination. All the water's yours. That's all you got to do. Show me yours. Now maybe you say, oh boy, I got a vaccination card. This is just a reminder to show you this. This is tomorrow's newspaper. God is saying to you, when Slippery Sam is running in the third race, bet on him. You've got the winner. You know what's going to happen. He's showing you what's going to happen. So you don't, if God says Slippery Sam's going to win the third race, and you go there and you bet on Uncle Mike, you're a fool. You bet on the wrong horse. Even when he gave you the winner, you still bet on the wrong horse. It's your fault if you bet on Uncle Mike when God told you Slippery Sam was going to win. Even if his odds are 1 billion to 1. He's told you who's going to win the race. It's no one's fault but yours. If you fail the test, you make it right. That's all. Know the word of God. Know the word of God. The Bible says the righteous man picks himself up 7 times. You dust yourself off, right, Bill? You dust yourself off, you pick yourself up, and you go at it again. And don't be deceived next time around. Remember, Jesus said, when they said, what is the sign of your coming? How do we know when your return is near? He said, be careful. Don't let anyone trick you. Don't let anyone see. Now you could say, how was I supposed to know that this vaccine was going to be the mark of the beast? I didn't know that. Well, guess what? You were deceived into taking it. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. That is the tribulation. That is the tribulation. You were deceived. God said to Eve, why did you do that? Eve said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. If she would have known what she was doing, she wouldn't have done it. If Judas Iscariot knew what he was doing, he wouldn't have done it. He wouldn't have done it. That's why he got so mad and threw the money and hurled it into the temple and said, I've sinned. Because he was deceived. And this is how it's going to be in the end of the age. People aren't willingly going to follow this man into the fire. They're going to be misled into doing it. They're going to be tricked into doing it. They're going to think that something, COVID vaccination card, is something legit, while something, the vaccination card, is something else. Your soul. Now, I didn't say a vaccine is going to cost you your soul. I'm saying, boy, we're getting awful close to this time. Never in my life can I think of the time when the Bible warns you that the time is coming. You'll know Jesus' return is near when the government is going to force you to receive some kind of identifier in order to buy or sell. It's not a religious mark. It's to get water, right, Darren? I said watermelon last week. He goes, no, water. He's right. Water. Water. All right. How are two witnesses doing? Verse 7. When they finished their testimony, which is 3.5 years, when they finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. All right, now the beast is Antichrist. Better yet, the beast is this three-headed monster, this unholy trinity. We have got the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Satan has his own trinity. Satan, Antichrist, false prophet. They're all called the beast. All three, Revelation 12, Satan's called the beast. Revelation 13, Antichrist and false prophet are called the beast. So how you can identify them? A beast with 7 heads and 10 horns and crowns on their head. All three are given that description, so you'll know it's part of this trinity here. So when they finish their testimony, that's at the end of the 3.5 years, the beast that comes out of the bottomless pit makes war against them, overcomes them, and kills them. Notice where the Antichrist comes from. The bottomless pit, Hades. Notice, finally, there's someone that these guys can't breathe fire on and kill. Didn't work with this Antichrist, apparently. He comes from the bottomless pit. This man, at least the spirit in this man, the spirit of Antichrist is already alive today. He's already here. John the Apostle wrote this. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ, or better yet, every spirit that does not confess that the Messiah has come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you had heard was coming and is now already in the world. That's 1 John 4:3, by the way. 1 John 4:3. The Bible's telling you Antichrist spirit's already alive. It's already here. Church, this spirit of Antichrist, it's alive and well in the United States. His MO is everywhere that you look. Those who run the education system, those who are firmly entrenched in political office, those stargazers out here who tell you there is no such thing as God. These people are infected with the spirit of Antichrist, in which no mask can help you. Which is why you shouldn't let them into your house or bid them Godspeed. They're infected with a spirit. You don't want to catch what they have. So don't be surprised when I tell you the Antichrist has already lived. Look around. Can you spot one? Someone affected with this malignant spirit will tend to, they'll hate God. They hate the church. They hate the people of God. They hate Jesus Christ. And especially, they hate Jews like Hitler and others. We probably could think of a dozen or two dozen right here in the Congress and in the Senate of the United States that hate Jews. I'm here to tell you today, if you hate the Jews and if you're a Christian, you've been infected. You're infected with the spirit of Antichrist. Now think about that, Darren. You're infected with the spirit of Antichrist. And here he comes, and he's going to sit as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And like a vaccine, like a flu vaccine, you've got a little bit of that in you. When you get a flu vaccine, they give you the flu. Am I right? Well, if you're infected with the spirit of Antichrist, you've got a little bit of that in you. And now here he comes sitting as God, showing himself that he is God. God help us. Do I need to connect that dot? Back to our text, verse 7. When they finish their testimony, the beast that comes out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. Now he's going to really clue you and tell you where he means. Where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the people. Okay, now this next verse was the biggest atheist proof text for 1,500 years. This verse here. Those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will all see their dead bodies for 3.5 days and not allow their bodies to be put into graves. Atheists said, this is our proof the Bible is not true. How could the whole world see two guys dead all at the same time, John? How could someone in Ukraine and in Florida or Moscow all see something going on all at the same time? And people lost their souls over this. Just because you don't understand doesn't mean it's not true. Verse 10, they will not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and make merry and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those that dwell on the earth. What a scene this is! What a satanic Christmas time! Or does this mean perhaps this will take place on Christmas or thereabouts? Imagine that. Some 800 or 900 years before anyone ever heard of Christmas, the Bible says that the death of these two Christian witnesses for Christ, that the whole world is going to send gifts to one another and make merry. So here we are. Here they are, dead, on national television. And I find it strange. No one is allowed to move their bodies. You know, I think of all the movies, all the Clint Eastwood movies, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Helps the guy in the end, what's he do? What does he do in any one of those movies? You cover them up. Even if they're bad people, they cover them up. They always cover them up. Not here. They leave them uncovered so that everyone can gloat over them. That's why. He said, nope, you're not going to cover. Everyone's going to see. Everyone in the world is going to see these two dudes down here dead. We're not even going to give them the decency of covering their body. It was so the world can gloat that the Antichrist is who he says he is, God. Now, to the end of the story, verse 11. Now, after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered into them, and they stood up on their feet. And great fear fell on all those who saw them. I can imagine. They heard a loud voice from heaven saying, come up here. And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, just like Jesus went up into heaven. They ascended up into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies were watching. In the same hour, there was a great earthquake. A tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake, 7,000 people were killed. The rest were afraid and gave glory to God. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. Well, that's a look at God's end times players known as the two witnesses. Let me leave you with some food for thought here this morning. Number one, if you're around to see these guys, then probably everything you were taught growing up in the church was a lie. This past week, the State of the Union was on television. But this here is the true State of the Union. Not what you saw on television, but what you see right here happened to these guys. These two guys telling people that God loves them and that there's forgiveness of sin available in Jesus Christ. And look what happened to them. Killed. They couldn't even cover their bodies. And this is the biggest satanic Christmas party this world has ever seen. Because two guys had the unmitigated audacity to tell them that God loved them. That was their crime. God loves you. Wow. That is the State of the Union. The whole world will deliberately party because these two Christians have been murdered. A spectacle that no concerned person was allowed to interfere in. So Jesus is coming back soon. Like I said last week, I say it again today. Jesus is coming back soon. Will you rejoice or will you wail when he comes back? Let's pray.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship.